In August of this year, Kate Bosley, together with her husband John, took on an impressive challenge. To help raise money for the Kent Association for the Blind, they took on a 21-day tandem bike ride and cycled 1,400 miles from John O'Groats to Land's End and then to Maidstone. The challenge finished on the 21st of August, and Kate joins me today, hopefully taking a much-deserved break off her tandem bike. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So let's start with why this particular challenge? Why a 1,400-mile cycle ride? That's very long.
Well, Kent Association for the Blind really helped me and supported me when I first had my sight problem 7 or 8 years ago now. And I've always wanted to do something that properly thanked them, raised some money for them, and raised awareness for them. And they're 100 years this year, so we felt it would be really good to do it to celebrate their 100th birthday. But it was a decision about what to actually do. And the thing is that me and my husband are quite good cyclists. We cycle quite a lot on the tandem. So we wanted to make it, people said, we're not going to sponsor you because you can do it. So we wanted to make it quite impressive, so that's why we did the length of Britain, and lots of people do the length of Britain, so we also did the width of Britain afterwards as well. So we did end up in Maidstone, but we'd actually done the whole width of Britain at that point from Land's End to the North Foreland Lighthouse, which is the sort of furthest way. So we were very pleased with what we'd chosen to do, but it was 21 days of cycling, which had its own challenges. So we had to carry all our belongings. We had to carry ourselves, which is actually quite a challenge, isn't it, on a tandem?
You also have a guide dog, but I imagine you weren't able to bring the guide dog along because they can't cycle and they can't really run alongside you.
It was the only negative thing about the trip, which we thoroughly enjoyed. It was fantastic. But obviously, my guide dog couldn't come with us and I missed her. I think that she was absolutely fine and having a fantastic holiday with my daughter. So she was absolutely fine and loved not working for 21 days. But I did miss her. Yeah, I did miss her a lot.
And you had to tackle a lot because it wouldn't just be the weather conditions or the distance, but you also did it amidst this pandemic going on currently.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were a few challenges from that, you know. So obviously we stayed in over 21 hotels and bed and breakfasts on the way down, and they all had their own way of doing things. So each time we had to learn what you're going to do in this. And there was some anxiety about it as well. You know, are we going to be infected? Is it going to be all right? But we sort of took as many precautions as we could and, you know, enjoyed it as much as we could. But yes, the pandemic did make it more difficult for us, certainly.
And was it hard to, I guess, prepare for the challenge and plan everything out or even stay fit during lockdown?
Well, we've got exercise bikes at home and we train quite a lot on the exercise bikes. When the pandemic was really bad, we didn't go out, and then we went, you know, then we were able to go out on the bike, but we still did train inside as well. So the training was okay. It was hard work. I mean, it was, you know, it was nearly 1,500 miles. So it was a big challenge to do, but the training paid off and made it work. Yeah.
And how was, I guess, cycling with your husband? Because that was 21 days that were very, very intense and you couldn't really separate. You had to stick together.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about that, about the tandem, that you are. I am just behind my husband the whole time. But I was going to say earlier, he did all the route planning, and that's a massive task, isn't it? Actually, if you think about it, to be able to know what route you're going to do for 1,500 miles. And I think he got lost and didn't know where he was once or twice in 21 days. So that's not bad, is it? So that was quite a bit of work, just planning where we were going. We had to book all the bed and breakfasts. So that was, some of them cancelled because of the pandemic and we had to go somewhere else. So but it was quite a bit of work. The actual cycling probably was the easiest bit. Yeah.
So that was quite a long time. What would you say was the most memorable event from those 21 days?
Well, actually, the most memorable event for me, and I think for my husband too, was when we arrived back at Kent Association for the Blind. We knew there'd be a few staff there and so on, but actually, they'd got the road leading to the unit lined with people at sort of safe distances apart, but they lined the route and cheered us when we came in. And actually a lot of our friends had sort of turned up to welcome us back. And I think that probably was the most memorable thing. I think there were some sights as well that you thought, goodness, that's amazing. You know, we've never seen anything like that. Didn't realise that, you know, the ski resorts that we climbed up to in Scotland, and you don't sort of really think that they're necessarily there. So that was amazing. But I think the real thing was the finish and people cheering us back and realising that we'd achieved it and we'd done it. Because each day you think, well, we'll just do it today. And then suddenly at the end, you've done it. You've done the whole thing. So that's great.
So that's finished, and you've probably had a little bit of time to rest, but are you planning any more challenges?
I think that we're very pleased that we did raise significant money for KAB, for Kent Association for the Blind. I think we raised in total almost 5,000. So, you know, we're very pleased with that. But I don't know whether we're going to do necessarily another fundraising challenge. But yes, we'll do something else on our bike. We love being on our bike. You see the world in a very different place, and you can see things that you wouldn't necessarily see in a car and so on. So, I do enjoy being on the back of the tandem. Yeah.
So you'll definitely be back on the bike soon. But in the meantime, for anyone who wants to find out more about your challenge and help support the Kent Association for the Blind, you can do so by searching John and Kate Tandem Cycling 1400 Miles on Just Giving. But in the meantime, Kate Bosley, thank you for your time. And I wish you good luck on your next challenge, whatever that may be.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll enjoy my next challenge, whatever it may be. Yeah.